Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasts.
And why do you like, well, who knows? Maybe the holiday one will be a downer too, but
right.
You know. Okay.
Why do I think that the after show is going to be an uplifting?
Right. Like a end on a high note?
Well, I think it will.
I mean, maybe it will.
Well, because here's the thing that I was thinking about this morning. Because I was like, usually we try to find or we reference other stories that got dug up in the process of making the show.
Yes.
And maybe this is just the start of the show and
we can do that. You don't need to. Yes, we don't need pleasantries. People get it.
Yeah, but I think this time. So always here's stories that are similar. Here's a similar vein or something like that. And I think it's interesting with Sally Bassett and the rest of the people we're talking about for the rest of season one. And dare I even say all the women we are talking about for the rest of season one.
Yes.
That it is sort of a interesting way to have the conversation or start to have the conversation of part of it is why this show, why now?
True.
Because I think that's something everyone should be. Well, we asking. Should be asking. Because if we didn't, that wouldn't be professional.
No, and we are very professional.
Very professional.
If nothing else.
But, right. And part of the reason it's so hard to, like, there's no one, never mind the fact that, like, women in history are not really as well documented as white men.
Yes.
Enslaved people of color, enslaved female people of color, like, you're just slowly winnowing down to it's a very, very small drip of information about these people.
Correct.
And so even with Sally Bassett, and see, now, if we ended it there, you'd be like, this is really depressing.
Right. But we're not going to end it there. We've only just begun.
No, we're not. We've only just begun.
And Sally was a badass. I don't want to, like.
Right. Well, and that's
and then you brought up the Carpenters. So now I'm depressed again.
What? One of Rock's great drummers.
Indeed, she was.
And that's how I think of her.
Yes, but that sad voice.
Yeah. Do you ever see the Todd Haynes, Karen Carpenter movie? We've talked about this before.
We have talked about it before.
It's so good and so sad.
So sad.
And it's all with Barbie. It's like amazing. But anyway. Yes. So we don't have other stories to talk about other enslaved people of color who are women.
Yes, but we might next season.
If everything goes right. Should hopefully there will be a deluge of these stories.
Right.
But as history has shown us, do I want to say history is written by the winners?
No.
History is written by the short-term winners, perhaps.
Correct. Correct. The winners of the time or at the time.
Yeah. And so finding stories of women, or never mind any diversity or alternative lifestyle, any women getting their last words is a big ask.
It is.
To do that under, and then the subheading of all these other things is an even bigger ask. And so when we find these and someone with a really cool story and someone that deserves a statue to be placed in front of City Hall, even if they want it put on the side.
Right.
That is the thing that should be elevated and celebrated and spread and disseminated. Agreed. As much as possible.
And it's a really big deal that she has the statue.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll just pretend the whole don't put it where everyone can see it, but it's still a big deal and it's there. And it is a major destination for people from all over the world to come learn her story.
And the fact that her story connects so much into Bermuda's own history.
Right.
Like, there's the whole idea of, because apparently Bermuda, believe it or not, has been trying to sort of, for lack of a better term, whitewash their involvement in the slave trade.
Indeed.
That, like, oh, we were just a port, we didn't do anything, where, well, no, you kind of
Right.
did own another
One
human
was just
being.
passing through.
So
Not great.
if you're going to hold their feet to the fire, no pun intended,
Yes.
I just feel like the point of this show in many ways is to help elevate people's stories, because yes,
Correct.
it is their last words, but really what makes it interesting is the journey we took to get to those last words.
Correct. And that, although many of these people are very notable, some of them, though notable in our minds and hopefully our listeners as they hear it, perhaps when they lived were definitely not considered notable
Correct.
and are more under the radar in the lexicon today. So I think that is what there's, and it also, I think, inspires people to kind of think of how they're living their own lives, I hope.
That would be nice.
Have a little more fun, be a little more badass. Not
Sure.
recommending poisoning or any of those things in any
Naked in high
instance.
hose with a machine gun. We're not endorsing that.
Well, though, because we're saving that for us. But
That's right. Yeah.
yes, not, we don't want the, right, but that's not like real. It's a, pretend
Yes.
machine gun.
Right.
Naked in high heels, do it all you want. Any day of
Go
the
with,
week,
yeah.
please knock yourself
Vaya con
out.
Dios.
Yes,
Yes.
enjoy
Just
it.
make sure to FaceTime us while you're doing it.
Correct. So we can get banned from YouTube yet again.
Exactly. We just got a flag. But
No, didn't
anyway,
you see what I sent you?
I thought it said we just got a like strike and like thanks for playing and
I
don't
don't
do it
think so.
again.
Just sent you a new one
A new
yesterday.
one?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I
Pick
don't
up
think
on
we're
the other
banned. We're
day.
not banned. We're not that bad.
Right.
But
And
there's
for people who
a.
think they shouldn't be listening to our other shows because of this, you should.
This is even more reason to listen to our shows and
Yes,
try to
true.
find the video that has now been taken down.
Right. Anyway,
Anyhow, but.
so Sally's story is one of we were celebrating what she did in some ways.
In some ways, yes.
If she actually did it, when it comes to this whole idea of everybody poisoning everyone else,
Right. We don't know.
and yes, her daughter or granddaughter testified against her, but how much
I
of that was
mean,
actually,
well,
much
right.
like the
And
Sarah Good story,
much
how
like
much of
many
this is.
stories, I'm watching the Boston one that you were.
Good point.
And the whole second episode, spoiler,
Yeah.
is about kind of that very thing of how you can be, people can be very convincing to convince you to admit you did something you had nothing to do with.
Very, very true.
So, especially if you're uneducated, if you are enslaved, if you are a child, there's a whole world of
This is true.
ways.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
So part of the mission of the show is to elevate these stories as soon as we find them and share them. And I'd say maybe we argue that the JFKs and the Beethovens are the sort of some of the honey to be like, well, come on in, and you're gonna hear some stuff you didn't know before and find out about some
Right.
people you did not know before. And hopefully I don't want to put it all on us because that's a lot.
We like a lot.
But I know, but I think it's important to talk about these stories. It's important to tell them and retell them and help spread them. And so anything we can do in our part to help share these stories and say, hey, don't forget these people. They're really cool and important. But first, they're really cool.
Really cool.
Like, not a lot of cool people get statues. Let's just start with that.
I mean, true.
You know,
It's true.
usually if you're a statue, you've probably killed a lot of people.
I mean, right?
That's usually one of the prerequisites for getting a
Yeah,
statue.
quite often. At
Yeah.
least it used to be.
And
I feel like maybe it's changed a bit.
we're getting better, but
Yeah.
still weird looking hat and
I
killing a lot of
mean, you
people
definitely have a
really
way
does
to
not hurt.
where those kind of get you to throw the line.
Yeah, that definitely is like first call you make it past that.
If you have a resting place for pigeons on your head, That's number
Good
one.
point.
Like if your head's small and slanty, it's not going to work.
Broad shoulders for
Broad
more
shoulders
pitches.
are good, yes.
Because if you're
Indeed.
broad shoulder enough, you could do what, two pigeons a side?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And so if you,
absolutely.
so that's going to be four, depending on the size of your head. If it's commensurate with your shoulders, probably you could have a three pigeon head,
You
easy.
really could. I was in one of the small little parks when I was in New York, and I can't remember which one it was. And man, that dude, like, that is a, he is like pigeon heaven. Like more than the bird lady
Interesting.
in Mary Poppins. There's a statue,
Wow.
and it is just, and it's, he's not anybody I know of, but
Okay.
he got a statue, a park,
Now I
and a
just want
lot
to
of
keep
bird
throwing out
friends.
names and you to get you angry where you're like, no, I know who that is.
You could do that. It's
Yeah, I
fine.
know. George M.
What?
Cohan. Anyway.
Who?
Wow. But so while we don't have a lot, there are not a lot more Sallys that we currently know of, and they're incredibly cool stories and incredibly cool last words. That
Yes.
does not mean we're not going to stop looking for them and trying to
Correct.
spread them and share them along with the rest of them.
Correct. Well, and next
Because,
week is our last
yes.
episode of the season, right?
Oh, we got two
We
more.
have two. Oh, that's right. We do have two more. We break it up. I forgot.
Yeah.
Never mind. Well, there are
So,
two
yeah.
more good ones.
2 days after Christmas, while you're taking down your tree or your menorah, which might be weird because it has been a few weeks since the end of Hanukkah at that point.
Well, people leave their lights up all year, so.
This is true. Or putting up, is it Kwanzaa? Do they have a, is it a tree, I believe?
Oh gosh, I
While
don't
you're
know.
putting up
See, we
your
should
Kwanzaa
know.
decorations, that is just the start of Kwanzaa, I believe, is the 26th.
I
So,
believe so too.
you know, it's going to be that time of the season, time of the year, time of the season. So, you can gather everyone around a log, Yule or otherwise. And what?
Nothing.
You never
Why?
turn to your family and say, come on, let us gather around the Yule
Around a
log
log?
or
No.
otherwise. Yes.
No, I said or otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
Children,
gather
children, or
around.
otherwise, please look at the otherwise.
Yes.
But we try to, and these are the ones I think we're most excited about.
We're very excited about these. I mean, we've been excited about the whole season. There certainly are some that are
Yes,
favorites. Yes, these are
definitely.
some of our favorites for sure.
And usually the ones we get the most excited about are the ones that are not that well known.
Correct. Our
We get
last
excited
one,
about Alex the Parrot, or
I mean, yes.
I do,
Our
you don't
last,
listen.
oh, I know, but
You
I know.
pretend we have 14 episodes in the season.
I do. Not because
I
I
know.
don't like birds, I just, it makes me sad.
I get that.
Dead animals, not my thing.
Yes. But
So.
I think we get more excited about your Tallulah Bankheads or your Sally Bassetts.
Yeah, we like badass women for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, even Mary Blandy might go under that
Yeah,
category.
I feel that way. Mary Blandy was actually one of the most interesting ones because I think we fell on two sides of the, not differently, but we had slightly different opinions of who, like the type of, whether type of person she was. Was she a victim? Was she, did she, you know, all those things. Did she know what she was
Right.
doing? Was she sad? Was
And
it
I think,
sad? Was it not sad?
and the same thing could be said of Sally Bassett in some ways. Not that we fell on
Really
two
have a
different
lot of
sides,
them. No, but especially the women, they're sort of multi-layered.
because they are forced to respond to the actions. And let
Others.
me think, white men in most of these stories,
Correct.
that one needs to then sort of decide who you believe and try to infer things from their actions to try
Yes.
to guess what this person's motives might have been or how they get ended up at this place.
Correct.
Whereas
But they both
Beethoven,
went out like
a wrecking ball?
swimmingly. No, just like they just
Yeah.
made sure they left an impact. And they did.
Yes.
One has a statue, one has a walk.
And a statue that it's one of those statues where you really should kind of like look at the little plaque and
Don't you always look at the, I always look at the little plaque.
I
That's why I feel
do.
bad I forgot the dude's name. But I, in fairness, I think it was covered in bird crap because of all the pigeons. But
Fair.
I always look at the little plaque.
Well, and one of my favorite statue stories, in Boston, across the street from the State House, is a it's statue slash mural, but it's all done in brass or something, of the, oh God, I'm gonna forget the number of the infantry. It is the first black regiment or infantry from the Civil War that was from Boston. And it's been there for a long, long, long time. And there was this writer who used to take his dog for a walk in on Boston Common, which is right there by the State House. And he would walk by the statue every day. And at some point was like, what is this thing of? I have never stopped, read the plaque. He was like, oh, this is super interesting. Did some more research. That's the guy that wrote Glory because of the statue and because of his dog. So either we
I
thank the dog,
mean,
we thank the statue makers, we thank the mall
we thank them
equally.
all, but we start with the dog. Because you know the dog was like, dude, what is the statue? And their
Let's
little
move it along.
like,
No, when I look at our cats, I definitely wonder, how do they feel about statuary?
It's a very good question.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's of them, they would love it. Like, I feel like a really great Egyptian sort of style
Goddess,
statue of each of them would be pretty
Warren
cool.
wouldn't recognize himself, let's be honest.
I know, but it'd be great. It would just be fantastic.
So maybe the rest of this season, the next 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, are celebrating women of note or with an interesting story who perhaps have been
Let's
forgotten.
just celebrate the ladies.
Exactly. Ladies,
Notes, no
December is for you.
notes. December is for you.
December's for the
Yes,
ladies.
December's for the ladies. Every month should be for the ladies.
Because again, if we had like, your season-ending wrap party, like who would you want there? Beethoven or Sally Bassett?
Well, I would want them both there.
Keep in mind, Beethoven didn't like to bathe. His friends had to change out his clothes, and the wild hair look he was cultivating that's in like every bust of him is
But in
probably because it wasn't washed.
my world, he is Gary Oldman.
I know, but he
He is
doesn't smell
Gary
like Gary Oldman.
Oldman. I don't know how Gary Oldman smells, but I will at some point.
Yeah, exactly. But let's just assume it's some
I'm
sort
sure
of,
he smells great.
come on.
He smells very masculine, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely. With or
Right?
without the mustache, very
For
masculine.
sure. For sure. But I don't know. I'd still want them there.
I just
Or
love that if slash when we meet Gary Oldman, the first thing we're going to do is
oh, we totally are.
just.
I mean, that is one of the first things I did when I like was losing my mind meeting Obama, because
What
I'd
did he smell
heard,
like?
oh my God, he smells so good. Just
America?
like the world was okay.
Okay, so like
And
bald eagles and
no, just
sequoias.
well, so the reason I smelled him on top of loving him is I had heard that he wore this cologne, it's like a unisex fragrance through Bond Number 9 called Amber, which is one of the many fragrances I have. And he does. He smells like it smells so good. And he
Does he
had a
smell like
friend.
freedom?
No, it just smells like sexiness
Amber
and
waves of grain.
intelligence. Amber waves of grain. There you go, because it's amber.
Purple Mountains Majesty.
And the purple rain.
Not how it goes, but
Yes.
okay, it works.
Yes. Yes.
Because both of those people never want to cause you any sorrow or pain.
Or pain. They only want to see us dancing in the purple.
Yeah, that's. Again, the
I
Venn
wonder if Beethoven
Venn
would
diagram
bathe
of.
if it was purple, if there was purple.
I feel like he would. There's a bit of a, I think there's a bit of a dandy in him.
I think so too.
But I might be now by osmosis or something getting a
Yeah.
little bit of your Gary Oldman vibe.
I know, see? That's what
Like a jaunty
happens.
ascot or a pocket
Yes.
square.
Yes.
And he'd never fold it. It'd never be like wrist pocket square. It'd be like kind of
No.
poofing out in a
Yes.
very,
Of
it'd be a
course.
striking color that goes against the jacket.
Right. Are we?
It would be a purple.
It would be a purple because it was also purple in Bill and Ted, which weirdly, Bill and Ted's Beethoven, who I also love,
Right.
maybe closer to accurate than Gary Oldman. But I'm still going with
Probably.
Gary Oldman.
Right.
But San Dimas football rules.
This is true.
And
And
we
don't
all know
forget
that.
Wild Stallions.
Wild Stallions all the way.
I was gonna say, but back to Sally Bassett. I don't know what we have to add other than you should just listen to it and look up her story
Do
and
we
look at
need to
look up.
say who next week is? We usually do. We don't want to
We
say it because we can't
can't.
pronounce it.
This is part of it, yeah. But I think
We'll wait. We know it's for the
we'll know.
ladies. We've got two more
Yes.
ladies.
Yes. I would
One.
say, if nothing else, maybe take this time when maybe we go on for another 45 minutes about something asinine to
All right,
go look
let's do
up.
it.
Oh, no. I was going to say, let's,
Oh,
before you
we're
get
supposed
in.
to go look something up?
No,
Oh,
please, no. I'm
I
not
thought we
assigning
were
homework to
done. I
us.
thought we were talking about what we
We
were
are
supposed to
done.
do. Okay.
But I'm saying maybe the listeners take some extra time when we would be talking about something asinine and they would be listening to it.
Oh.
Is somebody more asinine just come into the room?
No, I looked at what time it was.
Oh, wow.
You said 45
But
minutes. It's like, okay.
would but like if we do 45 minutes usually.
Oh,
Anyway,
dear Lord. No one's going to listen to the show after this after show.
they're out.
They're totally done.
Look up Sally
They're like,
Bassett, look up
screw
other
the
enslaved
women
people and their stories, and
and send us some ideas for season two. Thank you for free,
yes.
your free work for us. That is not problematic at all.
Thank you for your support. Now back us on Kickstarter.
No,
Oh.
we are not on Kickstarter.
We are not on
Nothing against
Kickstarter.
anyone who is on Kickstarter, but that is
God bless
not
them.
how we roll. Not
That's
our
not the MO
thing.
of this program. Yes.
Or any of our programs.
So, but yes, December is for the ladies. We have Sally Bassett. We have two other great ones. I think next week will be our. I'm always going to forget her country of origin. Is it Finnish?
Northern European. I believe
Northern
it.
European.
No, is it Finnish?
We're awful at this. Let
She's
me
from
just
Northern
do a
Europe
quick.
and she's an
She is.
actress.
Yes, these are two things that are true.
And her name is really hard to pronounce, so it'll be really fun to listen to Luke try to pronounce it.
Sirkka Linnea Jansson. And she is Finnish, and she was the second of five children.
There you go. But don't look her
So,
up because it might ruin the story. But get ready to
no, I,
celebrate her
yeah,
next week.
right. Yeah, no, I, but there's other things we can
Around the
talk about,
log.
right, Yule or otherwise, that we can talk about her. There's a fascinating sport that I got turned on to because of this episode.
Well, there you
There's a
go.
lot of stuff to get into. So,
Yes, indeed.
with that,
That's a wrap.
that's it.
Yeah, we can't say anything
We
else.
will
It's too
we'll be
much.
here next week. Yeah.
We will.
We will be here next week for more stories of the famous and infamous. I don't know. I got nothing.
I don't know either. It's
I'm
weird.
tired.
Wait, next week isn't Christmas.
Correct. Next week is the 22nd.
It's the
Is when
following
the,
week is when we gather
yeah,
around the
so
log. Okay. Well, we still
well,
can
no, you can
gather
gather around the log. Yeah. You can have two
anytime.
logs,
But you have the
multiple
whole
logs.
family there. How long is your family going to move in for?
This is true. Good point. But I
It's
was
fine.
saying
Doesn't
the
matter.
27th. I was saying the
Yes.
27th. Log
Is
family done.
which is the end of the season.
Correct.
Okay. Never
Which
mind.
did we didn't mean to time it this well that
No, we didn't, but it works really well.
we look so smart. We should just tell people we did this intentionally.
Yeah, but it kind of makes us cooler that we didn't.
This is
Because
true.
then it just means
Granted.
that like the universe is guiding us or something.
It's,
All
yeah,
of these
okay.
dead people are showing us the
Yeah.
way.
I just thought it was Satan, but okay. That would work.
Cast Network. The light shines brightest on our indie podcasts.
Welcome to Creepy Tapas,
where we do the opposite of deep dives and bring you tiny tastes of terror connected by a common ingredient.
True stories to haunt and chill you and the pop culture they inspired.
Or at least the movies and books that remind us of them.
Join us as we descend into darkness,
beginning with the lighter side of our weekly topic
and wrapping with a full dark, no stars account of terror, madness, murder, and more. It's Creepy Tapas, y'all.